If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. What a joy to greet you again today in the lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ. As we begin the third and final month of the summer season, we here at Worth Baptist Church are rejoicing in the blessings of God. Remember, summertime is revival time at Worth Baptist Church, and each Sunday during the summer season, God has saved the lost and added to the church and has given us spiritual awakening and spiritual renewal that we started praying for back in the spring. So, in the very real sense of the word, summertime is revival time at Worth Baptist Church. We take this moment to acquaint you with the services of Worth Baptist Church and to invite you to share them with us today. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. We have a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. We have but one textbook in our Sunday school, and that is the Bible, the Word of God. We invite you to bring the whole family. Our motto is teaching the whole Bible to the whole Sunday school to enlighten the whole family to the whole truth. It is the desire and aim of the Sunday School of Worth Baptist Church to educate its members in the Word of God. Spiritual, biblical education. This is the goal of the Sunday School of Worth Baptist Church. Our Sunday morning worship service begins at 11, and our evening worship service is at 7. Today, Sunday, August the 7th, is designated as Auto Evangelism Day. We're encouraging all of our members to bring one other person with them to Sunday school in their car today. Those of you who are listening by radio today, perhaps you've never visited Worth Baptist Church. Some of you have been saying, well, one of these days, I'm going to visit that church. Well, my friend, I hope that you'll make it today. Come today to Worth Baptist Church, located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. Remember, today is Auto Evangelism Day. We're encouraging everyone to bring an extra passenger with you to Sunday school in your car. The month of August is designated as Pray Again Month. All during July, we emphasized prayer among our members. In fact, every member was praying for another member by name each day. Now in the month of August, we're challenging you to pray again. The Bible tells us that Elijah prayed and there was no rain for 3.5 years. And then the Bible says Elijah prayed again and the rains came. So in August, we are praying again here at Worth Baptist Church. We invite you in your own church, in your own home, to join with us in this program of prayer. Praying again in the month of August. Praying for revival. Praying for spiritual renewal. For a tremendous spiritual awakening and spiritual revolution across America. We're asking God to begin that work here in the city of Fort Worth. Don't forget, summertime is revival time. And we're encouraging, inviting you to share with us the spiritual awakening at Worth Baptist Church. Remember, we're located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. If you would like to have a free copy of today's message on cassette tape, it is yours simply by writing and requesting it. Write today to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth. Remember, all you need to do is write and request today's message on cassette tape. It will be sent you free and postage paid. The mailing address again is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, 76119. It will be our joy to hear from you this week. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, What Time Is It? I shall read from the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. But before I read the scripture, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we truly thank Thee for the Bible, Thy living Word. We thank Thee for this Lord's Day, for the church, for salvation, for Jesus Christ who has made it all possible. I pray now that the Holy Spirit would direct the reading of the Word to every heart. Bless that mother who's despondent, whose children are sick today. Bless that father who's without a job, in a financial strait. Bless that family that's hungry and poor and tired. Bless those families across the city and the metroplex today, where tragedy has come, where death has come and stolen away a loved one, where there are problems and heartaches and trials and hunger and all of these things. I pray today the Holy Spirit would bless that family and that man today, that businessman, that young man or young woman, that little boy or girl listening to the broadcast today. I pray the Holy Spirit would bless their hearts with this message. Bless our sick and shut-in friends, our elderly and senior citizens in the rest homes. I pray Thy blessings upon them in this hour. And bless this broadcast to the salvation of lost souls and the uplifting of Thy people. This is our prayer, and these are our petitions, and we ask them all in Jesus' name. And for Jesus' sake, and with thanksgiving we pray. Amen. And now in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 3, I begin reading at verse 1. To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born, and a time to die. A time to plant, and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill, and a time to heal, a time to break down, and a time to build up, a time to weep, and a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get, and a time to lose, a time to keep, and a time to cast away, a time to rend and a time to sow, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. What time is it? How many times has someone asked you, what time is it? How many times have you asked someone else, perhaps already today, say, what time is it? Our lives are totally, completely dominated, controlled, and governed by time. We are forever in a race with time, and time is winning the race. By the way, you are younger today than you will ever be in your lifetime again. By the way, no one is richer than anyone else in time. We all draw the same salary in seconds, in minutes, and in hours. And time is so precious that God gives it to us only a second at a time. The poet said, little drops of water, little grains of sand, make the mighty ocean and the pleasant land. Little moments, though tiny they may be, make the mighty ages of eternity. Yes, time is ruling in the world today. Here's an interesting fact. The birth of Jesus Christ divides all time into two segments. B.C., before Christ, and A.D., Anno Domini, in the year of our Lord. In my text, Solomon underscores the truth that our lives are totally involved with clocks and calendars. He points out there is a time and a season for every human experience. Someone said, time heals all wounds, and wounds all heals. Have you ever wished for time to be turned back? The poet said, turn backward, O time, in your flight, and make me a boy just for tonight. Someone paraphrased that and said, turn backward, O time in thy run, for now I can see how it should have been done. Time is a master. Time is a dictator. Time regulates the routine of your life. You get up at a certain time. You eat breakfast. You go to work at a certain time. You come home at a certain time. You eat by the clock. You go to bed by the clock. And the routine starts all over the next morning, getting up by the clock. Now, I want to speak to you for a few moments from the subject, what time is it? First, I would answer that question by saying, it is later than you think. Whatever time you think it is, or whatever time your watch says at this moment, in reality, it is later than you think. In the book of Romans, chapter 13, the Apostle Paul writes at verse 11, and that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of our sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. The night is far spent, and the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Yes, my friends, it is later than you think. In 1 Corinthians 7:29, Paul says, my time is short. Yes, your time is short, beloved. Your time is short to win that soul that you want to win to Jesus Christ. Your time is short to return that book you borrowed last week, last month, last year. Your time is short to pay back that debt that you owe to that friend or that bank or that department store. The time is short for you to return that favor that you intended to return a long time ago. The time is short for you to give that gift that you want to give. Your time is short to catch up on God's tithe and your commitment to Jesus Christ. Yes, the time is short. The time is short for you to pray. The time is short for you to get right with God. Paul was dealing one time with Felix. You remember in preaching the gospel to him. And Felix said, at some more convenient time, I will call for thee. But I searched the scriptures in vain to find that Felix ever had a more convenient time. Some of you listening to this broadcast are saying, well, next Sunday or at the 11 o'clock hour or sometime today, not now. But my friend, the only time that you have is this moment. There's coming a time when there will be no time on the earth. Listen to it from the book of the Revelation in chapter 10. I read at verse 5 in Revelation 10, and the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth, and the things that therein are, and the sea, and the things that are therein, that there should be time no longer. My friend, I repeat, there is coming a time when there will be no time. Time will be forever ended. Time will be gone. Oh, you may say, but I have plenty of time. I'm healthy, I'm strong, I'm robust. Wait just a moment. Listen to what the wise Solomon said. In Proverbs 27:1, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Yes, it is later than you think. What time is it? In the second place, it is time to take inventory of your life. What are you doing with your life anyhow? Let me make this suggestion. Take time to be holy. God will bless you. Take time to be happy. You will bless yourself. Take time to be helpful, and you will bless somebody else. In taking inventory of your life, there are two basic fundamental questions that you should ask yourself. First, am I doing the thing God wants me to do with my life? And second, why am I doing what I am doing? Now, let's go back to that first question and ask it again. Ask yourself, am I doing what God wants me to do? Well, you might say, but what does God want me to do? Well, let me give you this. There are four things God wants you to do. Number one, God wants you to be yourself. Two, God wants you to give yourself. 3, God wants you to lose yourself. And 4, God wants you to find yourself. Now let me repeat those. God wants you to do 4 things. First, be yourself, give yourself, lose yourself, and find yourself. Now Jesus sums all 4 of these things up in the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 16, beginning at verse 24. Listen to what Jesus Christ said. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, If any man come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? God wants you totally, completely His. Now the second question, why am I doing what I'm doing? Everything that you do, my friend, is for one of 2 reasons. Watch this now. You either do whatever you do to gratify yourself, or secondly, to glorify the Savior. I repeat, to gratify self or to glorify the Savior. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, at verse 31, Paul admonishes us, whether therefore ye eat, or drink, or whatever you do, do it all to the glory of God. Examine your own heart. What about your motives? It doesn't matter what you're doing as much as it matters why you're doing what you're doing. You could be doing a lot of good things, but if you don't have the right motive, they're wrong. Do what you do to glorify Jesus Christ, and whatever you do will be accepted in God's sight. What time is it? In the third place, it is time for you to seek the Lord. It is written in Hosea chapter 10, at verse 12. Sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord. It is time to seek the Lord. It is time for you, my friend, wherever you are, right this moment, it is time for you to seek the Lord. Seek Him before all others. Seek Him diligently. Seek Him now while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is near. There's coming a time when God will close a deaf ear to your cry. The Bible says that God will refuse to answer your prayer. You see, yesterday is gone. Tomorrow is not here. The only thing you have is today, Sunday, August the 7th, 1977. This is the only time that you have, this very second. Whatever you're going to do with your soul, whatever you're going to do with your spiritual welfare, whatever you're going to do about your eternal destiny must be done right now, because the Bible declares now is the accepted time. Today is the day of salvation. Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. My friend, this is the hour of salvation. This is God's moment. This is the golden moment of your lifetime. You will never have another August 7, 1977. You will never have another moment like this moment. You'll never have another time like this time. You'll never have another opportunity like you have this opportunity at this moment. I repeat, today is God's day. God wants to do something for you right this moment. Listen to what the poet said about time. The clock of life is wound but once, and no man has the power to tell just when the hand will stop at late or early hour. Now is the only time you own. Live, love, toil with will, put not faith in tomorrow, for the clock may then be still. Oh, my friend, today is the day of salvation. Tomorrow may be too late. I have this footnote, and I shall be through. If you're ever going to trust Jesus Christ, do it now, for now is the time, and now is the opportunity for you to be saved. As we leave the broadcast today, I want to take this final moment to invite you again to share with us the services of Worth Baptist Church, 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. Our Sunday school at 10, our morning worship at 11, our evening worship at 7. And if you'd like a free cassette tape containing today's message on Worth Baptist Hour, it is yours simply by writing and requesting it. All you need to do is just take a postcard and write to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth. Remember, just ask for today's tape, August the 7th. It is yours free and postage paid. That mailing address again is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth. The zip code is 76119. We shall look forward to hearing from you by mail this week. And until next Lord's Day at the same time by radio, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.